What is up, my love, and welcome back to the 1% Woman podcast. I am so excited for today's podcast episode because today we're diving deep into my journey bouncing back from burnout. And I'm really excited to dive into today's episode because it's going to be a little bit different than most of my episodes. Today, I'm truly pulling back the curtain and sharing with you guys some of the things that I'm currently navigating behind the scenes in my business. This is the real, this is the raw, this is the vulnerable shit. Honestly, most episodes that I bring to you guys, I share once I come out to the other side. I'm bringing you guys the lessons and the methods and the things that I experienced after the fact. But the truth of the matter is, today I really want to just start a series where I'm sharing with you guys more of what life is looking like for me behind the scenes, practically rebuilding my business from scratch again. So for any of you who are kind of new here, or really just to give you a little bit of background around where I am on my journey of business and what's kind of happened for me over the course of the past 4 years of being a business owner. Back in 2020, I started my health coaching company. We scaled really big time, super quickly. I, you know, served over 400 plus clients in that first company. I had multiple assistant coaches, sales teams, executive teams. We built a really incredible free community and live group coaching, and it was just amazing. And I'm so proud of what I built. My first business was called Define. And again, it was a health and fitness coaching company. But in 2022, I completely burn out. And eventually I had to shut the doors on the business to really go all in on myself, on inner work, on healing, on personal development, on really just finding myself again. Because between business and also before I started my business, I was in college. I graduated with 2 degrees a semester early. So I was just a workhorse for ever since I can remember, even all the way through high school. I was also an athlete in high school and college. So I think my mind and my body and my soul were like, girl, you are doing the most. You are doing too much. And so basically what happened was I experienced this pendulum swing that is basically a law of the universe that most people go through. When you experience one end of the spectrum, your pendulum swings to the other end. So I was super heavily in my masculine, overworking myself to unhealthy extremes. And then in 2022, my pendulum swung all the way super heavy in my feminine, more under-functioning, lack of discipline, lack of structure, lots of chillin' energy. And one of the best ways to kind of explain what the pendulum swing looks like, the easiest way to, I think, conceptualize this in your mind is when someone is super heavily into diet culture, you're restricting yourself, you're super strict and you're on a diet, and then your pendulum swings all the way to the other end of the spectrum and you binge eat and you have no structure with your diet and you're overeating, and that is the pendulum swing. And it becomes really difficult to find the healthy middle between the two. And this is kind of what I'm experiencing right now inside of my business. But the truth is, once you find this healthy middle, the whole journey starts to make sense. You realize why you had to experience going to both ends of the spectrum to learn what not to do, and ultimately learned that there isn't a real like right versus wrong, but the truth is somewhere in the middle of the two, somewhere in the middle of the black and white, somewhere in the middle of the all or nothing. And this middle ground, this gray area is super nuanced and it looks a degree different for everyone, which is why it's so hard to come by and so hard to find. And so basically I was on one side. Back in 2020, I had a thriving business, but I was super burnt out. I had no sense of self. I was really unhealthy. I was depressed. I was anxious. I was lonely. My relationships were struggling. And then I experienced the other end where my business was put on the back burner, but I am now the most confident, most alive. I am in love. I am the healthiest I've ever been physically, mentally, emotionally. Like, my relationships are thriving. Like, life feels good outside of business. And I'm in the season of recalibrating back into the middle where I fall at my core, at my authenticity. I am no longer oscillating between these two extremes, but I get to have it all. I get to have the perfect harmony between work and love and success and health and happiness and joy and wealth and freedom and all the good things that we want. So, moral of the story is, this is something that I am actively navigating right now, getting back into the grind hustle mode, going all in on my business again, but different this time around. This is where I get to truly be an embodiment of all of the things that I work on and teach with my clients, because in this season of finding this middle ground, a lot of fears are coming up. A lot of limiting beliefs from my past are coming up because I have in the past of going into grind and hustle mode, done it in a really extreme and unhealthy and burnt out way. And instead of letting this past define me, I truly get to learn how to let my past teach me, whether it is going to require further healing that I need to do or require me to just create simple mindset reframes that I can use. The truth is, your past, the fire that you have already walked through and been burned by, that is honestly what makes you more prepared, more of an authority, more equipped to do different things differently during this round two. So whether you're a fitness coach who had in the past the worst health because you struggle with an eating disorder, or you're a relationship coach who used to be in a toxic as fuck relationship and gone through multiple divorces, or you're a business coach who has the playbook of all the failed attempts for ever having any success. It is the past. It is the failures. It is the mistakes. It is the fire that you have walked through that actually is the greatest teacher, where the most wisdom is gained, where the lessons are learned for you to now be able to do it different the next time around and be able to help others who are walking through the same fire or prevent others from experiencing the fire that you did. And that's kind of where I am. And so instead of letting your past be the reason that you can't, how can you let your past be the reason that you must? So, with that being said, as I am navigating this bounce back journey from burning myself out in my business, I'm going all in again so that I can match the level of success that I'm having in my business with all of the success that I've been able to create for myself in my health and my relationships, because those two areas of my life are freaking thriving better than they have ever been in my entire life. My relationships feel the most fulfilling and intimate and loving and supportive and happy and, you know, amazing that they have ever, and I'm the healthiest that I've ever been. I recovered my hormones that were just completely tanked for 5 years ever since I struggled with my eating disorder all the way back in college. Like, both of those areas of my life are thriving. My business has been the area that has struggled to catch up. And again, offering myself a lot of compassion for this because it's normal, right? My brain has created a lot of fear and a lot of limiting beliefs around what it looks like to go all in on your business, because last time that happened, I got burned. And so it is creating a lot of resistance and hesitation and fears and limiting beliefs around me doing that again. And the truth is, without me going through that season of burning myself out of my business, I wouldn't have the wisdom and the knowledge and the experience and all the lessons that I learned through that to be able to do it healthier this time around. And so I know that from everything that I've learned, I have the ability to do it differently this time around. And that's really what I want to talk about today. I want to share with you guys all the things that are much different for me as a leader, as a business owner, inside of my business, as I'm entering this 2.0 grind season inside of my business. So if you are someone who is just starting your business and want to prevent burnout, or you're pivoting, or you are recovering like I am, this episode is hopefully going to be really, really helpful for you. So here are the 8 things that I am doing differently this time around as I'm bouncing back from burnout. First thing that I'm doing differently inside of my business is I'm focusing on systems and the structures and the strategies that create more freedom for me instead of control. So when I think back to Gab 1.0 in 2020, I was a systems girly. I had a lot of systems. I had a lot of structures. I followed a lot of strategies inside of my business, but I became a robot to them. I became a slave to them. They lost all sense of like authenticity and expression and fulfillment. And they honestly called me more stress. They pinned me and trapped me into this box of who I thought I needed to be inside of my business. And the truth is, that's not how it's supposed to work. Your systems that you build inside of your business should lay a really healthy foundation for you to be able to build off of with authenticity and expression and creativity and your unique voice and message and purpose and vision and values. And so this time around, I'm really focused on asking myself always, is this aligned with me? Is this authentic with me? Is this within integrity of the vision that I have and what I'm trying to build? Because if it's not, that doesn't mean that it's wrong. It just means that it doesn't work for me and for my business. And not just subscribing to certain rules or playbooks or blueprints just because it's what some business coach told me or has taught me to do. And really being able to flex and practice this muscle of discernment and focusing on systems and structures and strategies to set a really healthy foundation of my business so that it functions like a machine, it functions optimally, but that also facilitates and holds space for my authenticity, creativity, my zone of genius, my own expression, my voice, and my vision is really important to me. And ultimately, what's going to allow you to build a movement and a business that is aligned with your purpose and fulfilling to you. So that is number one, is focusing on systems and structures that create freedom instead of just amplify my obsessive need for perfectionistic control. That is number one. Number two is this time around, I have a much more secure attachment style with my business. So before, I had a very anxious attachment style to my business where I would take things very personally and very emotionally. So for example, I had a high or low cash month. That's something that I viewed as a reflection of my self-image. If I had an income dip, then I would constantly question, what am I doing wrong? I'm not doing good enough. Or if a client had a complaint or I experienced rejection, all of a sudden I took that very personally and made it mean something about me. And this is a skill and something that I talk about with the majority of my clients, because a lot of us high achievers, a lot of us who are building a personal brand and building something that is so close to our heart and our purpose, it's really hard to create this sense of detachment from your business, but it is so important for you to be able to show up in your business as a leader and see things that are going on, challenges, struggles, setbacks, whatever it is, be able to see anything in your business very objectively and very neutrally. So you're not coming at it from a place of emotion, because when you're coming at it emotionally, that's when you're constantly going to be on this roller coaster. You're going to burn yourself out and it's ultimately going to feel really empty along the way. So having a more secure attachment style with your business is going to be a much more sustainable way to scale, a much healthier way for you from a mental and emotional standpoint, and ultimately just truly an essential skill to have in order to be able to navigate to the highs and lows of business that we all inevitably are going to face. So that is number two. I have a much more secure attachment style with my business. Number three is I have new habits for optimizing my energy. And I never understood how important energy was as a business owner, as a visionary, as a creative, but it truly is so important. And over the course of the past year and a half, I've developed a lot of routines and habits and skills for being able to listen to my body, being able to regulate my nervous system. I've healed my hormones. I have a much different approach to wellness. You know, it's coming from a more holistic place versus aesthetic place, coming out of the kind of fitness box and really focusing on how do I feel? Again, listening to my body, also taking care of my mind just as much as I'm taking care of my body, doing the journaling, the meditation, the breath work, and focusing on my inner well-being, because I know that that is what's going to be contagious to what I'm going to be able to create inside of my business, how I'm going to be able to show up optimally for my clients, and just making that the top priority. Like, health is my number one core value in my life, and that can simply just not be compromised by work. So I have a lot of new habits for optimizing my energy, like I said, regulating my nervous system, listening to my body, and able to be much more compassionate with myself versus just overriding and overworking any signs or signals that my body is giving me to recover or rest or tune in and recharge myself. So that is number three. Number four, this is very similar to number two, but number four is I have much higher emotional intelligence. Like, I've always been someone who has a really high level of self-awareness when it comes to my emotional triggers. I am a Pisces. I am emotional girly. Tears literally like run through my veins. However, I used to become a victim to my emotions and they used to completely consume me. They used to consume me. I used to fall into these vicious downward spirals whenever I would feel triggered. But now this sense of self-awareness that I have around my emotions, it actually allows me to show up as an authority with them, show up with more resilience, be able to honor the emotional experience that I'm having and navigate challenges more logically instead of emotionally. So instead of downward spiraling, I'm able to pivot and be able to show up as a true leader. Instead of letting my emotions control me, I am now in control of them. And that is the power of emotional intelligence. So think about it like, I like to think about it like this. GAB 1.0, I would ride my emotions like a freaking roller coaster. It was absolute chaos of highs, lows, spins, upside downs, turns arounds. Now I ride them smoothly like I would ride a wave. There are highs and there are lows, but it is a smooth ride of ins and outs and ebbs and flows. Because let's be honest, it's so important, especially as women. We are emotional beings and we need to honor the emotions that we're experiencing in business. It is an emotional roller coaster that is, it is an emotional ride that I should say. It is an emotional ride, that's for sure. But don't make the ride a roller coaster, make it a wave. And to me, that is been a massive difference maker in not just how I show up in my business, but in every area of my life. I'm no longer someone who is easily triggered. And again, that stems back to point number two, because I no longer take things personally. And creating that sense of detachment has allowed me to be able to be more objective around the emotions that I'm feeling and the stories that I'm telling myself and the beliefs that I'm having and the thoughts that are consuming me, the anxiety that I'm feeling, and just see it as from a more logical and objective view instead of absorbing it and feeling defined by it and consuming myself and identifying with it, which now forces me to show up out of character in lower vibration, lower self-identity, like not as a leader. So building the skill of emotional intelligence has absolutely transformed my life. And I've said this in a few podcast episodes, but I would say this is probably the biggest difference maker between GAB 1.0 and GAB 1.2 is my ability to have emotional intelligence and not take things personally, especially inside of my business. So I'm really excited to see and experience, you know, showing up in my business with a different sense of empowered leadership with this. So that is number four. Number five is I have a stronger sense of self and I have tools to do identity work. So again, over the past, you know, year and a half, I've done a fuck ton of rewiring of my own internal limiting beliefs and healing of my self-image. And I am 10 times more confident in myself than I was back then, whether that is in my authenticity, who I am, staying true to myself, not falling victim to those patterns of self-abandonment like perfectionism or people-pleasing or performing or wearing masks or needing to prove myself, like none of that. I know who I am. I'm 10 times more confident in who I am and I'm able to embody my authenticity way more fully, stay true to myself, set those boundaries in a much more empowered way than I was before. So whether it's in my authenticity, whether it's in my integrity, my ability to stay in alignment with my values and my vision, not let other people's opinions control how I show up or who I feel like I need to be or what I feel like I need to do, not let comparison downward spiral me or fall victim to the traps of social media. Like I'm able to stay within integrity of I know what I'm here to do and create and build my mission, my purpose, my vision, my values, and I'm going to stay in alignment with them despite the pressures or the temptations to fall off track. So remaining within integrity is so incredibly important, and it all comes from having this strong sense of self and knowing who you are and doing the identity work to find those answers once and for all. And then also just my relationship with my insecurities has built my sense of self. So I have much more compassion with myself. I'm able to honor and see and hold space for the weaknesses or flaws or mistakes or insecurities that I may hold. I'm able to hold, like I said, hold space for them, be compassionate around them, not try to hide them or try to shame myself for them or run away from them or suppress them because that only, you know, makes them worse. I'm able to honor them and hold space for them and truly learn how to alchemize them as heck. Every dark side also has a light side too. How can I use this to my advantage? How can I celebrate this part of myself as something that's very different and unique and an amazing quality that I am able to possess and bring to my brand or my business or my clients or my relationships or whatever it is. So really healing my relationship with my insecurities and learning how to practice self-compassion and also just simply self-acceptance has been a huge superpower that that I've been able to build over the course of the past year and a half that I am really proud of, honestly. So number five is I have a stronger sense of self and tools to do identity work. The sixth thing that's different is I know how to set healthier boundaries. This one's pretty self-explanatory, but I think most importantly, I know how to set healthier boundaries with myself. So again, not falling victim to those self-abandonment habits that I have in the past. I know how to set healthier boundaries with my clients and future team members, healthier work-life balance or boundaries to have healthier work-life balance. So just setting healthier boundaries, I know for me, and being able to actually not just set them, but also follow through with them and adhere to them, is gonna make a huge difference this time around. Number seven is I have, again, more confidence in myself to prioritize networking. And this is something that past Gab, old Gab, would have felt really intimidated by or intimidated to do. I was in, you know, the space of social media and coaching with a lot of comparison, a lot of competition. And honestly, that was just super toxic for me mentally, personally, but also just wasn't, I mean, networking is one of the most powerful ways to expand your reach and share your purpose and your mission and your vision and your story and meet like-minded people. And I felt really lonely and isolated in the beginning of my entrepreneurship journey. And ultimately, it doesn't have to be that way. I just made it that way because I was threatened by other people who were doing similar work to me or who were even farther ahead of me. And now, no longer having this quote unquote like sisterhood wound, or no longer feeling inferior to other people, no matter what stage of business they're at or I'm at, has been super powerful for me. Super, it has changed everything for me, not just in my relationship with other women, other females, and healed many sisterhood wounds for me, but also just in my ability to now leverage networking inside of my business to continue to grow and share my brand and my vision and my mission and my purpose and my values, and even share my story and all the things and wisdom that I've gained over the course of the past 4 years of going through this journey myself. And so, yeah, I think something that's very different this time around is the confidence that I have to be able to leverage networking as a really powerful tool to grow my business that I'm excited to really continue to explore throughout the remainder of this year. And last but not least, number eight, the eighth thing that's different this time around is simply the truth that, like, I know how to run a business. I have run a business for 4 years. Like, it's not rocket science. I know now, after years of trial and error and falling victim to the shiny object syndrome and the quick fixes and overcomplicating things, I know that simpler is better. And I know what works and what doesn't work for me specifically, based off of all the trial and error that I've already done. So I can eliminate all of the unnecessary noise, stick to what works, and go all in. Turn the dial up on that. And I think that's something that's really going to allow me to scale super quickly this time around, because, again, I'm able to, back to number one, I'm able to practice discernment and stick to what is in alignment with me, stick to what's simple, what works, and not fall victim to this overcomplicating of business that I feel like is taking social media by storm. And really, that comes down to all of the time that I've put in, all of the reps that I've done over the course of the past 4 years, the trial and error, the failures, the mistakes, the successes, the wins, the things that have and haven't worked. I've been able to learn and grow from each and every one of them. And I'm able to use all of the experience that I've had this time around. So yeah, I'm just really excited to bring you guys along for the journey of what this is actually going to look like, me bouncing back from burnout. I really feel like the only missing piece is taking consistent action on my end and really just pushing through that inner resistance, those inner fears, those limiting beliefs, and really being able to practice and implement all of the wisdom that I've gained over the course of the past year and a half for how to avoid burnout this time around as I'm getting back into hustle grind, head first, all in, inside of my business, and just let the results compound over time. So again, really excited to bring you guys along for the ride, peel back the curtain for you guys, and show you what's going on, what the nitty gritty looks like for me as Gab 2.0, business owner, building the 1% woman movement. So really excited that you guys are here. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. I hope that this episode was helpful. If it was, I would really appreciate if you could leave it a 5-star review, comment below, send this to someone that you know needs to hear it. And I'll talk to you next week. Bye.